enjoy.
And we're back. Well, I'm back. But I'm back. And I'm sitting in my car in the parking lot under a... It's not even... I guess it's a parking garage, but I'm actually in the construction zone, so we might hear some extra sounds. But I checked out of my hotel that I was hanging out in. I'm in Syracuse, New York. I'm switching hotels, I guess I should say. So, unofficial sponsor, unofficial commercial of the show, because I feel like anybody that's a comedian or wanting to be a comedian or a performer or travels for some sort of business might be able to benefit from Ignite Hospitality. And what they do for performers is they help us get hotel rooms in cities that we're working at a deeply discounted rate for in exchange for, you know, tickets to the shows. It's almost different every time, whatever it is you're exchanging. But it's invaluable. So ignitehospitality.com, just type in Ignite Hospitality into your Google search bar. It'll take you right to the form. See if it's for you. Well, they've been doing a bang-up job for me here in New York. Stayed in a place in Albany. Fairfield Inn and Suites, very nice, outdoor pool, loved it, decent workout facility, and by decent I mean totally everything I need in a workout facility, clean, dumbbells, bench, treadmills, ellipticals. I don't really mess with treadmills or ellipticals anymore, but the free weights and the bench, I'm all over that. But yeah, so Ignite Hospitality has been knocking it out of the park for me because these hotels are, sometimes it's a motel, but usually it's a hotel and, or like a microtel or something like that. But these last ones have been, you know, like I've had like a suite, so that's awesome. This last one was a Hampton Inn and Suites. I was on the fourth floor. It was a suite. It was sweet. And, been eating out of the room. I've been shopping at like Walmart or the Price Chopper, whatever the store, the grocery store is, and then making sandwiches and macaroni and cheese. I am putting on weight at a rapid rate is what I'm saying. I don't know that I would have done any better eating fast food, except for the fact that when I eat fast food, I typically only eat 3 times a day because I'm like, oh, it's fast food. I have to leave to go get it. Might save something for later or something like that. But what it really is that I ate like a package of soft batch cookies. I probably had no less than 18 packs of Pop-Tarts. I had to like pause to even say it because it's ugh. But god damn, I love a strawberry Pop-Tart. I don't even need to toast it. I did resort to warming them up in the microwave a little bit, but that's not necessary. It does soften it up a little bit. I like putting soft batch cookies in the microwave. I guess this is like a cheat trip or something about being on the road has caused me to feel like I'm entitled to eat whatever the hell I want. But the way my pants are fitting me on the weekends when I get put on my show clothes, that always sobers me up, and I tend to start eating a lot less. But I've been getting my exercise. The Albany skate park was rough, but it's going to be better. My overall trip and stay in Albany was fantastic. Shows were awesome. The headliner, Giannis Pappas, very funny, very much my type of comedy, very intellectual, very well thought out, smooth. Great delivery, cool to hang out with back in the green room, not overly serious about anything it seemed like, but still a guy who seemed to have his shit together way more than me, younger than me, but much more mature, I think. The MC was fun. Steve, he's from Philly. He had that real Philly and Chicago kind of accent, and In a way, I'm glad I didn't hang out with him more because I would have totally adopted that accent. It's one of my favorite vernaculars to hear people speak in. That and a Boston accent, and then probably a British Oxford, then British Cockney accent. Just ranking my favorite accents right now. I also love a good Louisiana slack jaw accent. I like Louisiana. That's also up there. We have to categorize these things. That's how compartmentalized I am in everything. Is that I was thinking about it over. What's my favorite movie? And I was like, that's too broad of a category. I'm like, what's my favorite war movie? What's my favorite war movie about Vietnam? You know what I mean? I could subcategorize everything about my favorite this or that. Anyway, Albany was a blast. Blake, shout out to the general manager. Very, very nice young man. The club was so close to the hotel that, you know, I took a ride from them one night, but I just feel like I'm putting them out if the headliner's not also, you know, riding with them. And even when the headliner is riding with them, sometimes the headliner doesn't want to get picked up till like the show's about to start. I just like being in control. I've done it so much that it feels foreign to get a ride. I guess that's the only way I can describe it. But I drank a lot less this weekend than I ever have on any given weekend. I can't even say on any, but I just drank a lot less. But it did remind me of when I first started emceeing for the Funny Bone chain around Ohio. My first Dayton weekend was with Josh Sneed. And I was watching Mad Men. I was binge watching Mad Men. I had never seen it before, and so I was binge watching it. And I was drinking a lot and smoking a lot of cigarettes because it was just, like I said, like the accents wear on me, and I start implementing them. Something about watching these guys drink at work all day and smoke cigarettes made me be like, yeah, I like doing that stuff too. And I don't think I really do like doing that as much as I thought I did. And then this morning, I was watching this show on HBO. I love watching HBO when I'm on the road because I don't have it at home. I can watch anything I want on the web, but it's kind of neat when you stumble on something that you want to see on HBO, like Sister Act 1 through 3 on corresponding days. But I saw the show this morning. It was like a documentary. I think it was called Risky Drinkers or Risky Drinking. And I only caught, like, the tail end of it, and it showed a guy who was basically, you know, in the throes of alcoholism to the point of shaking even when he was three times the legal limit. His body was suffering from withdrawal even when he was consuming. And he went to rehab. They didn't show any of the horrors of rehab, really. Maybe, like, just a couple seconds of him initially going in. Comes out 30 days later, 30 days sober. It appeared at that point that the sobriety stuck for about 5 days. Then he relapsed, went back for treatment again later. But when he went, the 30 days sober, like when he looked like a completely different person. He looked like he dropped 80 pounds. He was lucid. And it's interesting watching somebody go from that kind of drunken haze that you're in if you drink every day, even if you're not getting wasted every day, but you kind of just get hazy. Just same thing with people that smoke pot every day. Same thing I experience when I go through any of my binge motions. But to be able to see it on somebody else who looked like they couldn't recover that much, to recover, snap back so fast, lose all that weight, and have, you know, what looked like capacity, you know, his facilities, his brain facilities back in front of him. It was hard to watch, but made me think about my own life and how serious am I about my habits. Because I think really what I'm starting to glimpse at 41 is, I don't know that I'm losing my mental capacities, but like through skateboarding, things like that, I need to be as sober as possible for that. And then I almost fall, or I do fall. I've been falling on my left wrist for like the last month. Almost every time I skate, I fall and I put my left wrist down first. And it's sprained. It might be broken, I'll be honest, but it's not discolored. And there's no, like, nothing sticking out or anything, but it is definitely swollen on the top of my wrist. When I hold it up next to my other wrist, you can see one is swollen. But I've been wearing a brace for it during the daytime sometimes when it's hurting, and I always wear a brace on it when I'm skating, but that still hurts when I fall on it. It hurts so bad. But then it goes away, and I get back up, and I start skating again. But I've really started to realize that feeling of falling, the feeling of almost falling. Hear that? That's us. Being outside in the... Just rolled up the windows. Anyway, that feeling of falling, almost falling, I think I've mentioned this before, that's the feeling of being alive. I mean, I don't think it has to be the feeling of being alive. I don't think you have to feel... I don't think you have to be failing or almost failing to feel alive. But for me personally, I know that in that moment of uncertainty, that is one of the many glimpses of what makes life so precious. Because if you numb yourself enough all day, every day, you forget about those feelings. It's almost like you're numbing yourself to those feelings. And I get it, because a lot of people are not lucky, not having much success in their life, and or maybe they are successful in their careers, but they hate their jobs. Maybe they're successful and love their jobs, but hate their family. I don't know. I'm just saying I'm sympathetic to the plight of numbing yourself. But I think that there is a different headspace, a different buzz altogether from sobriety. And that's one that I think I'm glimpsing. And I use the word sobriety because I think a lot of people look at me and they're like, oh, but Adrian, you're not an addict. You're not... you're holding your shit together. You're doing it. But I'm functioning. I'm functioning. I don't drink every day. I don't do anything every day. But I definitely have my moments. And when I think about the definitions of how I would define an addict of any kind, I would say I'm just an addict in general, an obsessive compulsive type. Anything that I'm doing, I'm pretty much trying to do it like a professional. I want a glimpse the most challenging aspects of it. Good, bad, or indifferent. Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean I'm a bad person. Maybe it does. Hell, I don't know. I'm just saying I'm not judging myself very harshly over it. I'm just starting to think about experiencing, I don't know how to describe it, chronic lucidity. I'd like to know what it's like to be thinking clearly all the time about what it is I'm supposed to be doing and actually doing it instead of... Because I'd say, like, smoking pot isn't really that big of a deal, except for the fact that it makes being bored okay. It makes what would otherwise be a motivating situation tolerable. You know, like, oh, now I'm okay to just sit here and watch TV. I don't know. It numbs that sense of, like, shit, I got to get up and do something. So the thing I've been getting up and doing since I've been in Syracuse, which I know this episode's called Albany, but that's because that's when these stories allegedly started. Not that I'm telling any linear stories here. Was going to this indoor skate park called Black Mamba. I got one name. Black Mamba Skate Park. It's an indoor skate park in this mall that looks like it's probably on its way out because... Like I said, I'm at the Destiny USA Mall right now, which is probably one of the biggest malls in the country. It's freaking huge. Four stories in some areas, maybe five. But this other mall is like the JCPenney or the Macy's in that mall. I think it's the JCPenney. What I would have assumed would have been a JCPenney is now converted into a skate park, an indoor skate park. The upstairs part is pretty small. The downstairs part looks twice as big. I didn't get to experience that because there was nobody there except for like me and... one other kid the first day I went. I went twice. The second time there was two kids there, but we weren't in each other's way at all. And then the next day I went on worldwide Go Skateboarding Day, GSD, hashtag GSD. Could be Go Skate Day, Go Skateboarding Day. I was there for 2 hours by myself, and I skated my ass off. I mean, and I wasn't really pushing myself to do any new tricks or anything like that, just more about getting my balance, maintaining my balance. I've noticed that when I don't skate for a couple days, I lose my balance, my ability to do things that I was doing the day before. Well, for instance, last week I was landing kickflips, I would say on a 30% accuracy. Maybe even at times landing the first two or three that I attempted, which is rare because I couldn't do kickflips to save my life when I was a skater as a child. I think I maybe landed it two or three times my entire life before my adult incarnation, and I've landed more than I can count. And by saying more than I can count, probably 20 or 30 times. And by land it, I mean both feet on the board without touching. But how many attempts? Who knows? Who knows? Hundreds, if not thousands. I think focusing on the balance every day, focusing on doing things that are positive in my life and maybe things that are less numbing. Skateboarding certainly is just as numbing as some things. And in other ways, it makes me feel more than I'd like to, especially when I fall on my hip or my wrist. Wish I could stop doing that. But yeah, it's been a good road trip. I'm 2 weeks in. I'm heading home this weekend. This is the third week, Syracuse, New York. And then I go back home for just like a day and a half, basically. And then I'm right back out the door to do this show in North Dakota. And the show pays more than average, but it's not... It's basically like I get to go on a 30-hour road trip, and in that amount of time, I probably bring back a third of the money or whatever, maybe half the money, unless I can sell some merch or whatever, but I don't even know if I'll have any merch to sell, because I could very easily sell out of everything that I have this weekend. Probably won't. I have limited sizes. So, we'll see. Somebody's texting me a link. Canceling a gig like this, see, it was part of a 2-day run that paid really well. It even paid well enough for me to get my own hotel room, which I would have used Ignite Hospitality for. It was like a day off. It was like a Wednesday and a Friday, and or like a Tuesday and a Thursday. I think this show's on a Thursday. Maybe it was a Thursday and a Friday, Thursday and a Saturday, something like that. Anyway, it was a day off in between, but the day off gig got canceled. And, so I was stuck with this one gig, and I think in the future, maybe I would have canceled it, but then hoping that something would fall in. They never do. Nothing ever falls in there unless you go out and get it and book it yourself. Like, hey, calling up bars, like, hey, you ever do comedy? And that's not really what I do, but I'm not opposed to it. But now I'm stuck with this one nighter in the middle of nowhere. And I don't, I want more work from this booker, so I don't want to make more work for the booker by canceling it. I feel like at very least I owe them at least one favor. So, need to respond to that today. Need to leave some social media reviews on Yelp and TripAdvisor and stuff like that. I think it's important to leave positive as well as negative. You know, not just leaving reviews when you have a bad experience, but leaving them when you have a good experience, which is much more rare. I think that's about all I got for right now, guys. I'll be at the Syracuse Destiny USA Mall, the Syracuse Funny Bone, Thursday through Saturday this week, the 22nd through the 25th, I think it is. I guess I could look at a calendar, but who wants to do that? Yep, it's the 22nd through the 25th. And if you are a skateboarder or not a skateboarder, but you'd like to come to a show and you just want to not pay for your tickets, you can call the box office and use the promo code GOSKATE with a deal I worked out with the club, and you can get up to 4 free passes. So happy National Go Out and Skate Day, which was yesterday. I hope you all did that. I'm sure all of my listeners did, because I think at this point you found out I was skateboarding and you were like, you know what? I want to break my neck too. So, good luck. Good night. Sweet dreams. Sweet Caroline. Sweet Tenderoni. sweet, sweet baby Rays. I don't know, guys. I'm just clutching at straws now. But thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great weekend. There might be another cast coming up this weekend if we get a celebrity or somebody from the show wants to join in. Love you guys. Stay unrelated.
Yeah. Download more episodes from the Podbean app. Also available at iTunes and Stitcher or at totallyunrelated.com.